practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And in doing so, I trust that every one of us will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. That's what this program is designed to help us prepare for, to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. Today, we're going to begin the broadcast, however, with a song entitled, But for the Blood. Of course, that song is talking about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That is no remission, no forgiveness of sins. And the fact of the matter is, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, and on that cross, he suffered and bled and died. And then, of course, on the third day, he arose again to give eternal life to all those who call upon his name. But it was through his shed blood that we can have the forgiveness of sins. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 reminds us that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And so if you want to have the forgiveness of all of your sin and have the assurance of heaven when this life is over, then I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you, and he will, and you will be cleansed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you are going to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you are here in the central Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Come on out and visit us. I know I have the opportunity of talking with you Sunday morning after Sunday morning after Sunday morning. And from time to time, we hear from some of you, and you tell us that the broadcast is a blessing to you. But, you know, we realize that most of the people that we speak to on this program, we will never, ever get to meet. And so I would just like to invite you to drop by and visit us someday here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, just so that we might be able to meet you, pray with you, talk with you, and even help you in your walk with and your relationship with the Lord. The Faith Baptist Church is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. Simply www.fbcaltoona.org. So I would encourage you to get to know us if you are here in central Pennsylvania, and for certain, if there is any way that we can help you spiritually, that is, either to lead you to Christ or to help you to grow in Christ, we would love to be able to do that. Remember this, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you trusted Christ as Savior? Well, if you have, I rejoice along with you. If you haven't, I would encourage you right now, right there beside the radio, or upon whatever device you're listening today, to simply say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And he will, because he is a God of his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity that we have together around the radio. I thank you, Lord, for every person who is under the sound of my voice this very moment. And Lord, I do ask that if there is even just one person who does not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that today would be the time of salvation for them. And then for those who are born again, may they grow in their relationship with you daily. I also pray, dear Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice who is able to will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today where they may fellowship with others of like precious faith and worship you in spirit and in truth. But Father, I thank you for the privilege of doing this program, and I do pray that you will take it and use it for your honor and your glory, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Here's a piano solo entitled Sweet By and By. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, and I would like to read verses 16 through 18. John chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18, where the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Who Will Be in Heaven?", let's listen to a song that I really love. It's called, "Fear Not Tomorrow." Think of this, "Fear Not Tomorrow."
What is waiting on?
You know, that is so true. We don't need to fear tomorrow because God is already there. And of course, we know that that's a promise to those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, because the Word of God teaches us that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter what we go through today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever it may be, we know that the Lord is there to take care of us, and we can depend upon that. Today, I want to ask you a question, and that question is simple, and I want you to think about it. Here's the question. Who will be in heaven? Now, that's a simple question, I think. I don't know if you can think of the answer right off, but maybe you can. Who will be in heaven? Well, I'm certain that when we get to heaven, we will see that Moses will be there, and Abraham will be there, and the Apostle Peter will be there, and the Apostle Paul will be there. And of course, we know others who, because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, will be there in heaven. But the question that I really want to drive into your thinking today is this: will you be in heaven? Will you be in heaven? If you would have died last night, where would you be right now? Would you be in heaven? You know, beloved, there are so many people today who think that they're going to heaven, but they're not going to make it, simply because the Bible teaches us that the only way to get into heaven is through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And yet, we have scores and scores and scores of people, and of course, this has been the case down through the hours of time, that they'll say, well, yeah, I'm going to go to heaven, but they may not make it, simply because of the fact that they've not followed the biblical teaching on heaven and how to get there. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about heaven, as it were, and not only with regard to who will be in heaven, but who will not be in heaven. Listen to what he says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Who will be in heaven? Simply speaking, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. That is, according to verse 21 of Matthew 7, those who do the will of the Father, who is in heaven, will be in heaven. But those who have not trusted Christ as Savior, those who have not done the will of the Father by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, will not be there. What about you? Look again at verse 21 of Matthew 7. Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." You see, beloved, there are a lot of religious people who think that because they are religious, who think that because they go to a church somewhere, that when this life is over, they will go to heaven. I remember a number of years ago, I was witnessing to a lady, and she was an elderly lady at that time, and I talked to her about going to heaven, and she said, "Well, you know, every Thursday I go down to the church and I make cookies for the women's circle. And if that won't get me to heaven, I don't know what will." Now, I don't know, she may have been able to make heavenly cookies, I suppose, good cookies. But you see, making cookies for the women's circle won't get you to heaven. And yet there are scores of people who think that they'll get to heaven simply because of the fact that maybe, you know, they have done something good for the Lord. And the Bible teaches us that we cannot work our way into heaven. If we're going to go to heaven, we must do the will of God. And what is the will of God? Well, in John chapter 3, verses 3, 5, and 7, it says, "Ye must be born again." You must be born again. You must trust Jesus Christ as Savior and be saved. That's the only way to get into heaven. And that's where doing the will of God begins, by calling upon the name of the Lord, asking him to save you. And then, of course, he will save you and you become born again. In verse 22 of Matthew 7, Jesus goes on to say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Now, that phrase, in that day, there in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22, talks about the great white throne judgment, where only those who do not know Christ, did you hear me? Only those who do not know Christ will stand before Christ. There will be no Christians there. Those who stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment are those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are unsaved. They might have been religious. They might have been morally upright people. But the fact of the matter is, they did not trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and therefore they will stand before him at the great white throne judgment. And they'll say, Lord, we've done so many things in your name. We've prophesied in your name. We've cast out devils in your name. We've done many wonderful works. But you see, that doesn't get people to heaven. There will be a lot of religious people in hell. Notice what Jesus goes on to say in verse 23 of Matthew 7. And then will I profess unto them, listen to this, beloved, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now stop to think about that for a moment. You have people who down through the years have said, we've done many wonderful things in your name. We were religious. We went to church. We paid our tithe. But Jesus will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know, a number of years ago, I was preaching in a revival meeting down in Richmond, Virginia. And at the very last service of that revival meeting, I gave the invitation. And when I gave the invitation, the pastor came forward, and I just figured that he came forward to receive others who might be coming forward to trust Christ. And others did. But after the invitation was over, he turned to me, the pastor did, and said this, I've been preaching for 30 years, but I've never trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I want to do it today. Now think about that. If he would have died before he trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, even though he had been preaching the Word of God for 30 years, he would have stood before the great white throne judgment and Christ would have said to you, I never knew you. Depart from me. You that work iniquity. What about you this morning, beloved? You're a good person. You're a religious person. You go to church. But have you ever done the will of God in being born again? Have you ever done the will of God and called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to save you? If you've never done that, I want to encourage you to do it today. It's a simple thing. You see, we don't work our way into heaven. We cannot work our way into heaven. The only way to get into heaven is to do the will of God and invite Jesus Christ into our lives. You know, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, we find these words. It says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Now, a reprobate is one who has been put to the test and found lacking. Examine yourself today, beloved. Can you find a time when you did the will of God and invited Jesus Christ into your life? If you've never done that, would you do so right now? Would you simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you mean that, he will save you. And then contact us here at the church. We will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Don't go throughout this life as a good moral religious person, only to spend eternity in hell because you've not trusted Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved, and he will save you. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.